We left off last week. Beginning to discuss the sugya k'sav v'gav. So the basic halacha k'sav v'gav k'sav is really agreed upon in pashas by everybody. And then on Shabbos, if a person writes on a pre-existing k'sav, so the chari is totally going to be potter. Or in the realm of kitten, so one writes on something which already was there, so that's considered to be command delay. So that's meaningless. The only thing is, the Gemara threw out the possibility that what if the second k'sav is adding a dimension that the first k'sav doesn't have? Let's say the muscle of the first ksav wasn't lishma, now the second ksav is lishma, so maybe one can argue that's called yes ksav, agabi ksav, that was machlekes, is that tanai, machlekes, am arai, machlekes, lishan, we had a whole discussion about this last week, how that relates in terms of kosher for a get, in terms of blackening the ritzos of the tefillin. But the basic halacha in terms of ksav, agabi ksav, without any of the dimension of lishma, kulei hamal kligi is not considered to be ksav. So in this background, you have to really go to the second half of the sugya, which begins in the seventh of the Ma'amar Kamos, the Gemara Gittin, that's your testament, Aleph. Itmar, Gemara says, Amada diyala gabi sikra de Shabbos. What if a person has red ink, sikra is a red ink, and a person goes in and takes diyala, diyala always means black ink. A person writes black on top of what was previously red. What is that welcome? So the chor of Yerubas, I would have said, it's also potter. So it might not for me to black, green, purple, and the mice of the, if you write red ink on Shabbos, you also chai. If it's not loch, it has to be dafka black. So sikra l'chor is considered to be kaisev. So it's considered to be the first ksav is present. So the person who puts black on top of red, l'chor is to show a potter. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Not only is he not to show a potter, but again, he's chayev twice. Rabbi Yerichon Rabbi Shlokish Rabbi Tzavayu, chayev shtayim. Achas mishum kaisev, achas mishum mochek. He's chayev mishum kaisev, because that's considered to be a yes a kosev. Why is that considered to be yes kosev? There's a previous ksav there. So Koch, what the Gemara is telling us, is that the black ink is improving over the red ink. Black ink is considered to be a higher quality of ink. That's a more normal way of writing. So clearly, the Gemara is assuming that when you improve the second kosev over the first kosev, that's considered to be yes kosev on Shabbos. Similar to what we said last week about when the second kosev adds the dimension of lishma. So one could argue when the second kosev only adds the dimension of lishma, so that's a shayla. That's only a halachic tikkun. That's only something which is in the olmos aliyon. That's considered to be an additional level of kosev. So you can argue maybe yeah, maybe no. That was not like that. Not like I'm arriving from last week. But over here, when you're adding a physical dimension of improvement, when it's black instead of red, so kuleyavla put yichay b'shem kosev. Why yichay b'shem mochek? Because b'chol, in the process of writing the black on the red, you're also removing some of the red. You're being mevatel the red. So you're being mevatel the red for the tzorech of writing the black. So that's considered to be a shot of mochek also. So we'll leave that mochek. Hopefully we'll get to mochek in a couple of weeks from now. We want to focus just in kosev. So the Gemara says the double portion, Rabbi Yechon Rishloch Hashel, that Yechayim Mishim Kosev, black on top of red. So comes the Gemara, so we skip that a little bit. Okay, that's the interesting hymn. Third line from the top, the last one of the line. Bamanei Rishloch Hashem, Rabbi Yechon. Eidim Shein Yodim Lachtam, Nal She Yichtavu Lem Besikru V'yachtmu. Why is the Sugya Gittin? Because of the following introduction. So Rishloch Hashem, Rabbi Yechon, the following question. What if you have Eidim who want to sign a get? There are only two guys around who want to sign a get. And they don't know how to sign. They don't know how to sign their names. They don't know how to write. Just the Gemara says in Masechet, now I understand. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Brachos that a person dreams at night to aim what they thought about during the day. Person, you know, we all know in dreams, comes out a little bit of Rosh Hashanah Ketura, but the basic Mahalach is there. So I woke up last night, I had this Monday dream. I dreamt I was in the Sadi condition, and I had two Eidim who were supposed to sign, and the guy says, I don't want to write his name. And I couldn't remember, woke up in the morning, what kind of Rosh Hashanah dream is that? And then I realized last night, before I went to sleep, I was talking about preparing the Sugya. Now all of a sudden it clicked to me, that's why I dreamt about it. So he mentioned you have an Eidim who don't know how to sign their name, so what are you going to do for them? So maybe we can do the following eight, that maybe we could write the name for them, but if we're going to write the name for them, so obviously that's not a chasimus haidim. So if we're going to write the name for them, not going to be able to like write over it again. It's also ksava gabi ksav, so the second chasim is going to be commander leisa. So maybe we could do the following eight. We'll write their name in red, and they'll write over it in black. So just as in Rosh Hashanah, we say that the second ksiva, when you go from red to black, is considered to be an effective ksiva, because you encompass something, you improve something, maybe the realm of Chassimus Eidim also, which the Chassimus Eidim requires a nice ksiva, so maybe the halacha should be that black and red should be acceptable. So comes the Gemara and presents the shayla as follows. The shlach is a shayla, and Eidim should yet amach, the mashal tzvul and besikul v'achtamu, ksav el yon ksav, el eno ksav. So the question is, can we say that the second ksav, which is black on top of red, is that considered to be a halakhly acceptable ksav or not? Amalei eno ksav. So the Yechon says the prosmic name that's not acceptable. Amalei, Rav Yishol, the Yechon, the Yechon, Ba'alo, we might have taught a Rabbe, no ksav el yon ksav, in Shabbos. But you Rabbi yourself, you Rabbi Yechon, were the one who taught us that a mavid yoga b'suku b'shabbos is chayim. So you were the one who already was mechadish, that's this idea that when you improve the second ksav and black and red is considered to be improvement, l'chayra, that is considered to be kosei. So manishtarav in the realm of Shabbos, that is considered to be kosei b'chayav, who is not in the realm of gittin, should be kosei, and the second chassim should be acceptable. Amalei, Rav Yechon responded with the following cryptic answer. V'chimit b'nei sha'anu medamin na'asa ma'iseh. So what in that world does that mean? So Rashi learned, v'chimnei na'asa ma'iseh means, just because we think that Yechayim and Shabbos, we're not really sure that Yechayim and Shabbos, it's a soft thing, we're not sure what the din is. So when it comes to the Shabbos, we're going to be very machmir. We're going to say, don't do it on Shabbos. Chas v'shav, the suffix deraisa. Don't write with black and red, because Ken Zayin, it could be that when you approve black onto red, that's considered to be a new ma'isa kosei. But we're not sure. We're not going to kill anybody based on that. Rashi says, and get up your test, we're not going to even make a chayv come in chatas for that. It's only a suffix deraisa. So we're going to be machmir that you have to, we're going to be machmir that you're not allowed to do it, the suffix deraisa. But we're not convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that's called kosher. Therefore, in the realm of Yitin, we have to be machmir in the other extreme. We have to say, wait a second. We want to be machshir this get, so we want to assume that the second kosher is considered to be kosher. How do you know? Maybe we're going to play devil's advocate. In the Shabbos, we're going to go to chumrah. We're going to go to chumrah. Take me to snake in the dinner. So we're not going to accept the ksivas ha'edim with black on top of red, because maybe ksavagav ksavas eno ksav, even the chiyagav, no? So we're going to play the chumrah in the Shabbos, we're going to play the chumrah in the chumrah. So that was according to Rashi, where the Yechon's response was, you want to compare getting to Shabbos, you want to say the fact that you're sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that in the Shabbos that's called kesev. I'm not sure. The suffix is called kesev, but in the getting you have to be machmer as well. That was the Yechon's response to the Shabbos. The difficulty of Rashi's pshat is that you have to go back to the original statement of Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev Shtayim, and revamp that and say Chayev Shtayim doesn't really mean Chayev Shtayim, because Chayev always means Chayev Chatas. That always means the Vada Yisad Yeraisa. So you have to say that Lashon is loved after when Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev, it didn't really mean Chayev, he meant it's a Sofik Yeraisa. So it's a little bit of a sore point in the Sukkah according to Rashi, that the Lashon of Gemara really changes that what we thought was Mamashad Yeraisa but there is Vada, right? At the end of the day, it's only a Sofik. But that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, there is no fundamental difference between Gittin and Shabbos. It's the same Shaila. Whatever the criteria for Kosev, you get another same criteria in Shabbos. Whatever constitutes Ksav or Gav Ksav, to be a Ksav and not to be a Ksav, and Gittin is the same as Shabbos. The only thing is that sometimes we get the right half of we don't know. So when you don't know, what do you do? So in Gittin, you have to be machmir that it's not acceptable, B'chei Gavna. In Shabbos, you have to be machmir that it would be a suffix, it's a deraisa, B'chei Gavna.
The loss of Chayesh Shtayim is also difficult, because if he's just telling you that it's us, well,
you're not right, man, I'm not that it's twice, right? So Chayesh Shtayim is always a chastistic topic, and okay, it's very, very difficult. So, I would say, according to Rashi, conceptually, the sugi makes perfect sense. I mean, conceptually, Gittin and Shabbos are always the same, and it's a snake in a dina, so I understand why you have to be machmir one or the other, but textually, in terms of the Lashon HaGemara, it seems to be very difficult. So it comes to Rambam, you know, the 8th of the Rambam comes, and the Chasham is breaking out of Halacha Tezayin, and the Rambam, towards the end of that, Rambam, 2 lines from the bottom, Hamavir diyo agar isik rechayesh shtayim achas b'shem kosev yachas b'shem ochev. If you want to kvash according to Rashi, when the Gemara says chayesh shtayim, it didn't really mean chayesh shtayim, it really meant it's also deraisa, that's fine. The Rambam is writing a Sefer Halacha. The Rambam is telling you that the Rambam writes in his Hatzon Mishnah Torah. You just read the Rambam and you know what to do in life. So you read the Rambam, you don't need a Gemara. You read the Rambam, the Rambam is Chayv Shtayim. Means the guy who reads the Rambam is going to walk away and say, okay, Nebuchadnezzar wrote the Yoga, but you're going to bring two Chatosis. The opposite of the Rambam didn't mislead us by saying Chayv Shtayim, didn't really mean it. Clearly the Rambam held Yimam is Chayv Shtayim. If so, then the Rambam clearly holds that the Yoga Bishikra is Ksav, the Teres Vada. It's not a stake in the Dina. It's Kosei, the Teres Vada. But the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin Paskins also like Rabbi Yechon and says that that's not acceptable for us just to write red and then have the Eidim sign black. That's no good, the Gemara says. So Maskana said Gemara getting your test that that's not acceptable. So how could that be according to the Rambam? Mishnah according to Rashi holds that the Maskana said Gemara was it's a Sveik in the Dina, so therefore you have to split the Pesach L'chum and Gittin L'chum and Shabbos, so I understand the distinction. But according to the Rambam was learning that the Torah is Vaday Chayv and Shabbos, Chayv Shtayim means Shittah K'mashmo. So if so, what do the other Rabbi Yechon mean? What do you mean Chayv Asher Medamin Asem Aysa? What do you mean Medamin? It's the same thing. It's Ksav, the Torah is Vaday. So Ab Korachach, but what has to say according to the Rambam is a totally different shot. The Chibur Beish Ar Medamin Asem Aysa doesn't mean like Rashi that we're not sure what the status of Ksav Agav Ksav is when it's Yoga Bishuk and therefore we're Machm in all directions. The Chibur Beish Ar Medamin means that don't be Medamin Milsa La Milsa. Don't compare the definition of Ksav and Uch Shabbos to the definition of Ksav and Uch Gittin. It's not a split the terrorist Suffolk, it's a split the terrorist Vaday. That means Diyoga Besikra and Uch Shabbos is Taka called, can I say it? Midar Reis, the terrorist Vaday, Chayv Chatas, Chayv Skila, we have no speculation about it. And Apa Pichain, Diyoga Besikra and Uch Gittin is for sure not considered to be Kaysev. The Shum Pun of the Open, it's not going, not the Torah Suffolk, it's no good. It's not good, but Torah Zvaday. It means, don't be Medame Gittin to Shabbos, and therefore pass it up a Kula and Uchus Gittin. So a radically different Shad in the Gemara between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, there really is, at the end of the day, there's no fundamental difference in terms of our definition of Ksav Gavik Sav between Gittin and Shabbos. It's just a technical quirk that the Sveik in the Dina, so therefore you have to be Machmer all ends. According to the Rambam, no, there's a fundamental difference within Hilchos Ksav Agav Ksav that in Hilchos Gittin, for some reason, Diyoga Vishikra is not Ksav, the Torah is Vaday, where the Hilchos Shabbos, Diyoga Vishikra is Kosev, the Torah is Vaday. So, of course, just in terms of the Lashon HaGemara, the Rambam reads Mamash like a charm. The Lashon Chayv Shtayim is very meaningful. Even the Lashon Chayv Nashon Medamin fits in beautifully. Medamin means Medamin Milsa LaMilsa fits in nicely. But conceptually, the Rambam is poet one. He has a Din He has a Din of Kaysen. He has a Din of Kaysen. He has a Tosef of Chosav. He has the name of the Malach is Kaysen. He has a Kaysen. The guidelines of Kaysen are going to be different.
In the Rambam itself, if you will write.
Right, well, the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says that.
So,
Mashmah,
and that's the Shabbat. Mashmah, that there is in Shabbat an accomplishment.
Oh, okay, oh, so we're going to see, okay, we're going to see, we're going to see, we're going to see what this says. It comes to Divrei Yechezkel, the phenomenal Yisoid develops for us an entire Mahalach. Not only in the sugya of Ksav Agav Ksav, but in terms of Kosev in general, particularly highlighting the difference between Baruch Chesmanovsky. Rabbi Chesmanovsky, he was one of the Shivas in Slobodka, Rabbi Yechezkel, develops a whole Yisrael. It's the fundamental difference between the Dirim of Kosev in Shabbos and Kosev and Dirim of Kosev in Gittin. After we understand the Yisrael, then we'll be able to understand how the Rambam Shita fits. So comes with Rabbi Yechezkel and begins with a machlekes harishonim that appears in the end of Perek Abona. I think the reason why I didn't put it on the Dishman Mekomos, I think it was on a previous sugya that we didn't do. It was one of the sugyas that chose that I left out because it was very confusing sugya. So yeah, I left it out of these sugyas here, but that, there was a particular Mekomos that should have been on this sugya also. It's a rod at the end of Perek Abona. The Gemara at the end of Perek Abona tells us that let's say a person has a ches, that's written. We know what a ches looks like in the Sefer Torah. So it's according to the Ksav Beis Yosef, it's taka two zions in a crown. According to the Ksav Ari, it's a zion and a flav in a crown. But lemaise, it's two letters. Lemaise, it's made up of two letters with a little shmishik, a little crown on top. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the din on Shabbos? A person has a ches that's written, and he happens to write two zions at that time. He wants to write the word zoz, That's what he did, to put in writing. So he's about to write the word Zoz, and he says, wait a second, by golly, have good luck. I don't have to write the word Zoz. I have two Zions there ready. I don't need a chest right here. Takes out his razor blade, and it ran away. He says, the top, raises the crown, and by golly, he's now left with two Zions. So comes the Gemara and says, not all gaga the chest, they're so big. Zion is chayef. That's considered to be Kaisa Beis Isis. You wrote the Beis Isis. By Nafkamina, whether you wrote the Beis Isis by writing to Zion, or whether you formed the Beis Isis by removing the crown, well, nice, you ended up with Beis Isis, Beis Zion. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Perkei Avos. Comes to Rashba and says, Evakasha. Comes to Rashba and says, how many be chayef for Kaisa Beis Shabbos? We have a cloud that appears also with that of Yitran and Avchof called Chak Teichus. Gemara says, let's say a person writes a get, but rather than putting the ink on the paper, the person forms the letters of the get by removing the background. Is that considered to be ksiva or not? So the Gemara doesn't actually talk about ink. The Gemara talks about the cars. They weren't going to give the case of ink, and that's where they were showing them the extrapolation to the case. Let's say, Marshal, you have a get. The servant's writing a get, and he's about to write the letter yud in the get. And instead of writing the letter yud, his ink will, there's still a little bit of ink on the page, and it's a big blob. So he says, oh yeah, I gotta erase this blob. So he starts to chip away, starts to scratch away, erasing the edges of the blob. He realizes, oh, you know, by golly, I have a beautiful yud that I just formed. So the Rishonim say, basically, like Marshal says, that's not acceptable. You know what? He didn't write the yud. He was chak the yud. He removed the insides of the yud. He removed part of the ink. That's considered to be a problem of chak toichas, and that yet would not be acceptable at all. The Rishonim extend that to say the Torah told him this is also that there's a whole siman, a whole siman on the days and still a whole series of sifim about the details of chak toichas. And the sefer is writing, he has to be very, very careful. He has to form the letter through writing, not form the letter through erasing. Like the Marshal is a din, is a common, a very, very common shaila. Let's say a sefer writes, he's supposed to write a yud, and by mistake he writes a vav. So his initial reaction would be, okay, no big deal. I'll just take out my trusted razor blade, scratch away a little bit of the vav, and now lo and behold, have a yud. So that's if it's possible with the raisa, because he formed the yud through removing the vav. So that's not called kaisa. What he has to do is he has to erase the entire vav and start all over again and then write the yud. So that's an important cloud. That's one of the reasons why the post can write. You have to have a sefer who's such a Yerushalayim, because no one can ever tell this. I mean, 20 years later, you're looking at the Pirat Tefillin, you have no idea. So here Nebuchadnezzar wrote the whole, you can imagine, the sefer writes the whole Pirat Tefillin, and then he realizes that the first yud of Nedaver, so it was a little bit too long. So what's he going to do? So he has to correct it, obviously. So his initial reaction is going to be, no problem, I'll just scratch out a little bit of the long yud, and I'll have a kosher yud. So that's possible, Shulm Chat Teiches. So what's his next? So he's not going to do that. So what's he going to do? So he has to erase the entire yud. If he erases the entire yud, then there's a problem with Shulm Kisidron, that he's not allowed to write it. Anyway, he gets the whole Tefillin Apostle. Nice to the Apostle with the Raisa. So no one's going to be able to tell that. He'll just erase it. It's a little bit of a shirt.
So
that's
even if he
intended
to
write
right.
And the yud came along a little too long, right? So the way to fix it, he's got to erase the yud. He's got to fix it before he writes the next letter. He's got to be mevakel the shin yud and then write it over. Otherwise, the problem of chak teichas. So that whole din of chak teichas never appears in the Gemara in terms of Hilchos Tefillin and Sefer Mezuzos. It appears in Masechet Gittin and Daf Chav, and the Rishonim in Hilchos Tefillin say it's the same thing. That's kaisers. So comes the Rashi, but there's the Kasha. Comes the Rashi, and quotes the Rashi, there's the following Kasha. How could the Gemara say that you're chayav for, on Shabbos, for erasing the top of the crown by forming two letters? The Chak Teiches, just the type called Teisev, and it was Git, and Nukhos Sevet, that's from Mezuzos. It shouldn't be called Teisev in Hilchos, in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Kasha of the Rashi. So the Rashba gives a teretz to this Kasha, that maybe it's not called Chak Teiches, the letters there already. We'll leave out the detail of the Rashba's teretz. But we want to focus on the Ron's terrace. Comes the Ron.
The question is on our terrace?
The case of the Shabbos. Happened to be Chayav and Shabbos for the removal of the crown, the forming of the two Zions. The Chara, that wouldn't be acceptable in Ksiva Sefer Torah. Let's say the person was supposed to write the word Zoz in a Sefer Torah. And by mistake he wrote a Ches. So would we say he could just erase the crown and call it a day and say it's Kosher, Pasha's not? Pasha's not called Chak Teiches. So ask the Rashba, just as Chak Teiches is not called Kosev, Inuchas, Sefer Torah and Nuchas Gittin, who are denominated, should be called Kaisa for the Malach of Shabbos. That's the Rashba's Kasha. So comes the Ran and says, no, because you make Karolais, so that's not a good Kasha. Why? Says the Ran, the din of chatoiches was only said in Hilchas Gittin, was only said in Hilchas Sefer Torah Tzvul Mezuzos. There never was a din of chatoiches in Hilchas Shabbos. Says the Ran, Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, the magic phrase, Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. What does Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah mean? It's, well, Mike said that's what the guy wants. He wants there to be two Zions there. So Mike, that can be how the two Zions came about. Whether the two Zions came about because he actively wrote them, or whether the two Zions came around by themselves, Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. Moshe L'madah V'domer, the Ran, I don't give this Moshe, but L'cher Moshe L'madah V'domer, the Gemara says in Bevakam, we spoke about this earlier this year, the Gemara says in Bevakam, that if a person takes the wheat and throws it into the wind, and the wind enables the chaff to separate from the wheat, whatever it is, that's called Malacha Zoreh. Not Zoreh, but Malacha Zoreh. So the Gemara says, why isn't that Grama? Why? I'm not doing it myself. I'm throwing it in the wind and doing it. The Gemara says, Malacha Mashavas HaSatera. That's what my Kavan is. That's what I want to be accomplished. So even though that would have, in other areas of Malacha Bilema, this Grama, the guidelines for constant Grama and Chashavas are different than Kol HaTara Kulu B'Pashas. That's called, my Ma'isa, Malachas Machshavas HaSatera. So again, we're leaving out all the details of that. So we spoke about that with Rabbi Tzad, if I'm not mistaken, about walking past motion detections, Malachas Machshavas HaSatera. So comes around here and gives us the Gevaldik Yisai that the definition of Kaisev and Shabbos is not quite the same as Gittin, and proof positive that the difference, that in Hilchus Gittin there's a Psul of Chag Teiches, and Hilchus Shabbos there's no Psul of Chag Teiches. So what does that mean? What is that Gedaras HaDevarim? Why is it? What's the nature of that Gittin? Hilchus Shabbos HaSatara, and therefore Yechayev Chag Teiches, whereas Gittin, if it turns, and Mezuzah, so Mezuzah, it's not considered to be Kaisev Chag Teiches. Come to Devi Cheskel and develops the following. You say, based on this man, the definitions of Kesef and Uchas Gittin, and for that matter, by extension, Kesef Sefer Torah, Tzolom Zuzuz, there's an official formal act called Maisa Kesef that the Torah recognizes as called the Maisa Kesef. The Gavra is doing a Maisa Kesef in Halacha, and Kesef in Halacha means Lafukechak Teches. You have to form the letter. You have to be the one who's forming the letter through adding ink to the page, not by removing ink to the page. Removing something from the letter, that's not called the official formal verb, the verb of Kesef, the pu'ul of Kesef. In the Cheshavas of the Zivri Yecheskel, there is no formal halacha called Kesef. So you have to do a Maisa Kesef in order to be Chayav. The halacha in Shabbos is, if you created something which is called the Ksav, that's what you chayef for in Shabbos. The Lechaz Machshavas HaSatera means that we focus on what was created. We focus on what the end result is. If at the end of the day, you were the one who was responsible for bringing about the existence of two letters, that's called Asiyas HaKsav. That's not called Kaisev. Kaisev means you were the guy who did the Maisa Kaisev. And Maisa Kaisev means through adding ink, not through removing ink. And Shabbos, you don't need Kaisev. Doesn't say in the Chumash Vedav Hashem Moshe Leim Alok Tichtov. Torah says don't do Malach and Shabbos. Malach means do me the Mishkan. Mishkan means they brought about letters and Afkanit in the Mishkan. The Gemara says they wrote. How do you know there was Kosev in the Mishkan? They used to write the letters on the Krushim when they would match up the Krushim. And Afkanit when they wrote the letters on the Krushim, Derech Ksiv, but when the Derech Chak. Who cares? All they wanted in the Mishkan. There should be letters written there. So all the Torah says you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring about the existence of Ksav. And Afkamina, whether you meet the halachic official formal definition of Kesef, garnish, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't bother to use that. So comes to the Yechaz and says, now we understand why Chag Teiches is Chayev and Shabbos, yet it's not called Kesef. I mean, get them in Sefer Torah Mezuzos. Because Chag Teiches is called Asiyas Ksav. At the end of the day, you were Goyrim. You did a physical act which brought two Zions into the world. So it's called the Siyas Ksav. For Shabbos Yechayim. Lech Sokshev says, that's enough. But to be a kosher yet, the Chosev will say for Krisus. Lech Safta Mamazuzus Tesecha. Kisbu Lech Amis Hashir Azos. You need a Maisek Kosev in the Gavra. It's not enough that the Sefer Torah came into existence by itself. It's not enough that the Yet came into existence by itself. And the emphasis is you need a Maisek Chosev will say for Krisus. On Shabbos there is no Dinam Maisek Kosev. You need a Maisa Adam, the Maisa is the Maisa of Asiyas HaKsav. Maybe. We have to go back to that Sugi in Shabbos about Los Asikam Allah Asiyas HaTorah Grama Shari. That may be a different soul, different story. So comes Shudiv Yechestor and says, Ksav agav ksav. What's the halacha? Why is ksav agav ksav not acceptable? So says it in Yecheskel, the chisaron of ksav agav ksav is that that's not called a ma'aseh kreis of the gavra. If it's there already, so by a hanel on the gavra, what did I ask? What's there already? That's not called ma'aseh kreis. If there are specific halachas to what constitutes ma'aseh kreis, just as the Torah says chak toiches is not called kreis, so too the Torah says ksav agav ksav is not called kreis either. Ksav agav ksav is not considered to be ma'aseh kshiva. That's not labor. That doesn't meet that lach official criteria of kreis in the Torah. Hello, what? Says the Devi Chesgil. That's not called Tosek from the vantage point of the Gavra. That doesn't meet the official higher level of criteria to be called the Maisek Tosek of the Gavra. But Tachlis, I added easier. Tachlis, I did something. There used to be a little bit of blocking. Now there's a little bit more blocking. So, in effect, what I did was an Asiyas Aksav without being called Tosek. Says the Devi Chesgil, Ksav Agav Ksav should be the halachic equivalent of Chas Toiches. It is an Asiyas Aksav, without being called the Maisa Kosher Mitzad Agavra. In Kain, we have a big problem. If that's true, that Ksav Agav Ksav is only a Chisar in the Maisa Kosher Mitzad Agavra, it's not a Chisar in the Asiyas Aksav, so then why is there a din of Ksav Agav Ksav being Potter on Shabbos? Just as the Ran said on Shabbos, you don't need a Maisa Kosher, all you need is an Asiyas Aksav. So talk of the whole Sugi, we spent last week, this week, the whole Sugi of Ksav Agav Ksav starts in the Shabbos. So what's Pshat? Says the Devi Yecheskel, Al Karchach, the reason why Ksav Agav Ksav is Potter in Shabbos is for a totally different reason. The reason why Ksav Agav Ksav is Potter in Shabbos is because you didn't accomplish anything. In Shabbos you need some accomplishment. You have to do something constructive. You have to add something. You have to be something positive. If you don't accomplish Kiyuz, that's the Chisaron of Melechus Machshavos. So comes it by Yecheskel and one fell swoop and says, the Ptur Ksav Agav Ksav in Shabbos and the fact that Ksav Agav Ksav is not acceptable in Gittin are based on two totally different halachas. They're not rooted in the same. We colloquially in Shas, Chazal call them Ksav Agav Ksav because Lamaisa means the same thing. Lamaisa, this is Ksav Agav Ksav and that's Ksav Agav Ksav. But the nature of Ptur, the Agbidaris of Ptur is legamri different. In Hilchas Gittin, the reason why Ksav Agav Ksav is not considered to be acceptable, why the Edom can't sign on top of somebody else's Edom shares, is because that's not called the Maisa Koisit. So the Torah says the Chosma Sivik Risa, so the Chesivus again, the Chesivus Edom, it is their Isa, the Rabbana, whatever the says, the Chesivus Edom is not for now, but the Chesivus Edom has a Dim Koisit on it also. So when it comes to Chos Gittin, I understand full well why Ksav Agav Ksav is no good, that's the Chesor in the Maisa Koisit. That's the same as Chat Teichus. The same as Chat Teichus is no good in Gittin, so Ksav Agav Ksav is no good in Gittin either. When it comes to Shabbos, you can't exempt the person on Shabbos based on the lack of Maisa Kosher. Harai Chaktachis is Chayim going to the Ran on Shabbos. So Al Karachach, the nature of the din of Ksav Agav, we call colloquially Ksav Agav Ksav in Shabbos, is radically different in Shabbos than in Gittin. It falls back on the lack of Machshavos on the Torah. You didn't do anything. What did you change, my honey long? So comes the Tevi Yecheskel and says, now we understand the Gemara in Gittin, mamish beautifully. The way the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Maseches Gittin, can you write a get by adding black onto red? Is that considered to be an acceptable kosher or not? So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not acceptable. Why? When you're dealing with a din of Ksav Agav Ksav of Gittin, which is the Chisar Mitzad Agavra, what that means is, if there's a first Ksav there, that's it. A fi halacha, the ma'aseh kosher cannot take place as a previous ma'aseh kosher there. I, the second ma'aseh kosher, was improving the ma'aseh. Who cares? What's the difference? If there's red there, the ma'aseh, the red, it was an original ma'aseh kosher. There's one ma'aseh kosher per piece of paper, per ink on that spot. So if there's letters, if there are letters that are there in red, green, purple, or orange, I don't care what color ink it is, any subsequent ink that's put on top of it will not be labeled as a new ma'aseh kosher, and therefore the get is not acceptable. So now, Reish Lakish asks them, Abba Zoya, that's true. So how come in Shabbos you, Rabbi Yochanan, said Yechayav? So Rabbi Yochanan says, V'chimtesh Anu Medamin, you're comparing your Shabbos to Chos Gittin? No, the criteria are different. Why are the criteria different? Zavta Nevi Yechazkel. In Hilchos Shabbos, I never read the Hafkar of Ksav Agav Ksav. In Hilchos Shabbos, there is no regular din of Ksav Agav Ksav is not acceptable. What's the nature of the din? Why is it that if I write black on black on Shabbos on Potter, Lo Hanilah Nidah, I didn't accomplish anything because Melech HaMachshavah is such HaTorah. So when you're in the realm of Melechet Machshavas HaTorah, then it makes sense to be mechalik between black on black and not just the black on red. Black on red taka does a hani something. Black on red is accomplishing something. You are changing. You can't say, my hani la Melechet Machshavas HaTorah, you accomplished a lot. It used to be a shvacha red ink, now it's a beautiful black ink. So Rabbi Yochanan told his Talmud, Reish Lakish, the Chim Beisha on a Medamid, you think that the dinim of Ksav Gav Ksav, the Ptur of Ksav Gav Ksav and Shabbos is the same halacha as Ksav Gav Ksav and Gittin? Totally not true. They're fundamentally different halachos. One halacha in Uchas Gittin, it doesn't make any sense to be mechal between black and black and catches the black on red, because the nature of the din of Ksav Gav Ksav not being acceptable in Gittin is that it's not called a Maisa Kaisa Bechlau. It's not called Maisa Kaisa. That's it. Doesn't matter whether you are improving, not improving. The same doesn't make a difference. Once there's an original Maisa Kaisa, you're finished. And the subsequent writing is gone. It's just Kamala. In Uchas Shabbos, there is no such halacha that the first ksav is there, and therefore all subsequent ksav are no good. That's not the halacha. Haraya, you don't need a Maisa Kaisa in Shabbos. Haraya, Chavtechem is Chayav in Shabbos, like the Ran in Shabbos. Hello, what? The reason why Lamaisa, there's a din of ksav agav ksav, in terms of Uchas Shabbos, Lamaisa, that's a Zaitik Adin, that's a separate, distinct halacha, that's a tangential chisaron of Melechet Machshavas. We know already, whenever you're in the realm of Melechet Machshavas, you have to ask yourself one question. Did you accomplish something positive or not? So the answer is you did accomplish something positive. From red to black is a positive accomplishment. And mainly you're going to be chaya. Says it to the Yecheskel. That's the Shita Serambam. So it comes out, there's a fundamental machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, the way the deer of the Divi Yecheskel, as to how to understand the relationship with the din of Ksav Gav Ksav between Gittin and Shabbos, that according to Rashi, it's all the same. It's all one basic din of Ksav Gav Ksav. It's just we don't know what the din is when you go from red to black, so therefore we'll cover ourselves on all bases. Misafik Yechayim and Shabbos, and Misafik you can't write to get. According to the Rambam, no. It's a different halacha that Bavada Yechayim and Shabbos, and Bavada the get is not acceptable, because a black on red is when the nature of the halacha is a chisaron of Maisa Kaisa, black on red is good, which doesn't help, doesn't solve the problem. When the nature of the chisaron is that even though all you need is a siyas ksav, but your potter anyway else, halacha is machshavas, then black on red, which accomplishes something, is considered a Maisa Kaisa, but there is badai. There's one last nakuda I just want to mention. We've been speaking a lot about Gittin and Shabbos and relationships between them, and out of the realm, a little bit of Ksav Gav Ksav. There is an interesting shaila that appears, the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin and Daf Yutes, if a person writes a get in some kind of an ink that's like balua inside, it's like invisible ink, it's like inside the paper, but mice, you look at it on the surface, you can't see it. So the Gemara says that's not considered to be a get. So you would handle the paper with the letters inside, so even though the letters are theoretically, the ink is really there, but the mice, you can't see it, that's not considered to be the chosel of the creatures. Some folks can want to extrapolate from that to the following shaila. Let's say a person takes a picture on Shabbos. Click the camera, you take a picture. So there's some kind of an imprint now on the film. But if you would open up the camera, look at the film now, good, don't see anything. You can't see it. It's quote unquote balua into the film. So what you can't see is not considered to be kosev. So one can argue that the taking of a picture, even though the Rambam writes that drawing a picture is the same as writing on two letters on Shabbos, the snapping of a camera, the taking of a picture on Shabbos, pashas and tamim nesodir aisa, because putting aside lights and batteries, all other things, just in terms of the etzem aisa kosev, just the writing, the taking of the picture itself, l'cher is not kosev der aisa, because beforehand there was nothing visible, now there's nothing visible. I don't mean the digital cameras when you see it right away. The good old style cameras, bad old style, whatever you want to call them. But Chora, the opposite would be true. Namely, let's say a person takes the film and he now develops the film. So the developing of the film with Chora, that's Kashiv Deraisa. Why? So one would have thought, what do you mean that's Kashiv Deraisa? Ksav Agav Ksav, there was nothing there beforehand. So it was already there. So what am I doing? My Hanimei Ravonim. My Hanimach. You're accomplishing everything. You're chayav and Shabbos for two reasons. Number one, you're going from, it's like going from red to black. You're accomplishing something. And even according to Rashi, it says going from red to black is not considered to be chayav and Shabbos. The Torah is vav, then up to a suffix. This is worse than going from red to black. Because in the case of going from red to black, the original ksav, you were chayav for the first red. And the first red up here, Allah was called ksav. Then you can argue ksav, and ksav is nothing. Here, once we set it up with Gittin that the guy who took the picture is potter, because that's not called chayav, because it's balu, it's not nearly naive. So the guy is going from something which is not nearly naive to something that is nearly naive. So that's called a real choice. So l'chayra, the din should be, that's a vada considered to be chayra. There's no shadow that's considered to be chayra and Shabbos. The pasha of Dvarim is that the snapping of the picture is not in the deraisa, unless there's some other malach involved, there's some batteries, lights, and things like that. So the snapping of the picture may be going to be derabanan perhaps, but the developing of the picture, that l'chayra, so the vada is considered to be a deraisa, because being going from something which b'chla wasn't a kosev to something which is considered to be a kosev. But the chopan, and back to the original, the same semester of sugya, with a major machlekes and rishonim, how to understand the din of ksav and gav ksav, highlighted by the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand Shan the Gemara. So all munach in these words, b'chiv b'nei shalom b'dam la samayisa. What did the Gemara mean? According to Rashi, and then one thing, according to Rambam, meant something totally different.
This question, what someone would write on a word processor? So when you write on a word processor,
the Pashas has no letters at all, right? So Pashas says that the writing on a computer is not considered to be kosher b'chlal. Printing is considered to be printed out.
You press a button and then it prints out a sheet. Then
right. So this is important for the cholamoy. It's very important because the whole shot in the post about using computer on cholamoy is that even a problem of kosher altogether. So the Pashas on Devarim is that the using the computer itself is not kosher. Maybe other malachas involved, which maybe only tzachamayin or whatever the kolam cholamayin are. But the printing out is lechera more serious shaila.
So if somebody did that on Shabbos when he actually used the word processor, he was not oivik siva. But when he presses a button and it's out a sheet, then he's oivik siva.
Right, I think right.
Same way is the development of a
thing. Right. That's why cholamayin. I always try to get a lot of money out of the bank before Yom Tov, that way I can pay anywhere, go to the store, I can pay with cash, not to get involved in writing credit cards on Chol Mivrot, Mikud, you know, Chol Nefesh. But once in a while I get stuck, you run out of money, even a Chol Mivrot. So I think that it's better, Lefianya's night, it's better to use a debit card than to use a credit card on Chol Mivrot. Because when you use a debit card, you don't have to sign, you just have to punch in your numbers. So when you punch in your numbers, there's no real code state, it's just, doesn't even show up your numbers, it just shows up the star, stars, but it's just a computer image, it's not a real kosher. Actually, when you have a credit card, so you have to sign your name, so that's real kosher. So if you have an option between doing real kosher and just showing up something on the computer, so I think it's better to do something on the computer. So if you're
sometimes then when you go, for example, into a supermarket, you're writing on a computer screen, you're not writing on a piece of paper.
When you sign your,
when you go through a shop, right?
Right, when you go to the self-checkout now, and you're right. Well, so you don't even write anymore, you write with their pen.
Yes.
Right, so what is that? So that's not even, see, so that's not even close to the club. That's the same as a computer screen.
Right. Printing is
humble. No, but it prints it out on the receipt. They print it. I mean, you don't print it out. I'm writing this.
He's writing on the screen, like you write on a computer.
Same as
they press the button.
They press,
it comes out. And not only that, nowadays in a lot of the supermarkets, if it's under $100, you don't have to sign. Even with credit cards.
Right.
But if
you
ask, so
the other
assumption
would be that you're stopping
when
you say yes. That's the thing,
red on black, though, like Shabbos.
Red on black is the sure part of it, it's not even left for Shabbos because you're going down in quality.